Bing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell. I got a question about Ansi Saleh. Ansi Saleh gets promoted today, and he goes, Dukes, what's this mean? He's been promoted to president of basketball operations.
For unlimited power, Carl.
Yeah, but for those who don't remember, it's kind of interesting. When Danny Ferry got the job, he was also GM slash president. And then when all of that went down where he gets fired, Mike, or the Hawks suspended him, however that went down, and then Bud had to step in. Bud was also president of basketball ops.
Right.
It just gives you the power to make all the basketball decisions. So that's what Ansi is going to do. He's continuing to be in that GM role. They're not going to bring in a player he's not aware of or that he's not a part of. But with the help and the input from the coach, he is now over all of those basketball decisions. And remember, they lost one of their front office members to the 76ers, who became their new general manager. So, you know, there's some changes going on in the front office. But this is not a bad thing. Like, he's still going to be very heavily involved.
Right.
Yeah. And it's funny, the guy hit me up, he goes, you keep saying his business card is bigger. Well, again, there used to be these things called business cards. I presume people still have them, Carl.
I mean, yeah.
The joke is, you know, they fold out when you've got like a lot of job descriptions on your card. But, you know, Ansi Saleh, now the question will be, and you and I have been, we'll have to wait for this one too. You know, just like we're going to wait and see when Penix is 100% to compete. We got to wait to see if this team's going to spend some money. Are they going to get in one of those aprons of the threshold of the lane, which gets you into the salary cap? I don't know. But we do know that they need some pieces because, as Carl pointed out earlier, we see things, especially now between the Knicks and now with the remaining team, Spurs and OKC, probably going to be just OKC, things that we don't even have on this team. We got to get them.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, look, and those guys don't grow on trees. You're either paying them, right? That's a big-time free agent acquisition, or you're trading for them.
And Hartenstein is, I got to double-check if he's restricted, but I believe he is a free agent. Just one of those types of players we don't have.
He's been nice for OKC, man. He's done a nice job. Right. When Chet's been struggling, you know, Chet played well last night, but I like what he's done. You need more than just one guy to throw a Wimby, and that's what they're doing.
Right. Now, again, if Asa Newell had gone to Georgia for 3 years and came out of the box ready to go, but, you know, he's played 40 games in the NBA, and he played the rest in the G League. So that's the problem. You know, we did draft some size. Everyone points out every time I bring up the center position or try to find more front court size, a real rim protector. We have somebody in the pipeline, but he's not even close to being ready yet in Asa Newell.
Yeah, I don't know when he's going to be, Mike. It may be another year, maybe, you know. And yes, he can play. But, guys, there's a transition that happens in the NBA. And, it's you know, it's not whether he's good enough. They wouldn't have drafted him if they didn't think that.
Right.
But there's things that he's got to get better at. Meanwhile, Falcons on the field today. It is the second week of OTAs. Just a couple of things we'll point more out in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll also let you hear from Tua, who did speak to the media today. He did say some interesting things. Just letting you guys know.
you're gonna trigger the Michael Penix fans out there. And, by the way, we're all Michael Penix fans. Even me.
I was going to say.
I believe in Michael
Thank
Penix
you.
Jr.
All right,
Thank
that's
you.
Good.
Not
what?
What?
You said that?
I believe in Michael Penix. I was Penix arguing Jr. with one of our buddies earlier. I point out all these things about Michael Penix. I mean,
you patiently waited and then you said not.
I know. That's he ordered.
How
again.
Did you? Why would you do that?
This is Oren. And the thing is, we have some guys out there that are so silly. I didn't say stupid. I'm not going to belittle. Okay, some of these guys are stupid. They don't realize it's a joke. I believe in Michael Penix Jr. Not
that sounds
see, you,
very
that's
calculated.
Clearly edited.
Very calculated.
It doesn't even seem it's. There's a way to say not. That's not the way you say not.
You pause.
My buddy Richie.
I
believe in Michael Penix Jr.
Not.
No. See, my buddy Richie invented the not back in 1985. Richie Conrad. He goes, I think the Jets are going all the way. Not. See that? I do believe. I trace the not phenomenon that Borat made fun of Sacha Baron Cohen to my buddy Richie Camarada in high school.
That was a big thing. That was a big thing at one point, right? Everybody, not.
I think it originated in Wanton, New York. I can't prove this, but I think Richie was the first guy
Isn't
to do
that
it.
Where you're from?
It's exactly where I'm from.
And
Richie
so
was.
So therefore, you've used it very effectively here.
No, that's not the way you say not. You say, if I really want to be a jerk, and here I'm going to say it, and I was going to be on tape, so I'm screwed either way.
You're going to say something about Michael Penix?
I believe in Michael Penix Jr. Not! See, that's the way you say it. And now he's going to tape it. Now you're going to be hearing that for the next 6 weeks.
That sounds very, very calculated.
I believe in him. I didn't believe in Zach. I thought Zach was a schnook. I thought Raheem let him down. Receivers got hurt. I mean, there's just a lot of things that were beyond his control. But, you know, like the game that happened in Charlotte, that was clearly Michael Penix not being good.
Yeah, he wasn't.
You know, and that's to be expected. You're going to have some struggles in your first few years. We just still don't know where we are with him. That's why I think, and you and I argue real quick, is guys think he's good to go. I don't think Penix is good to go yet. Mm. This doesn't mean he can't be the man. It means there's a lot of room for improvement.
Yeah. No, I think that's a fair assessment. And it goes beyond the injury. This is just certain things that you want to see from your quarterback that you want to feel comfortable about. And I think, Mike, that is part of this Tua discussion that maybe they're already seeing him be able to do some of those things. Either way, we'll play some of the Tua for you coming up. Let me hear Kevin Stefanski talk about Tua fitting in because he was asked about him today. And Stefanski says, look, he used the word impressed with a bunch of players, by the way. It wasn't just Tua, but he said, I've been impressed with what I've seen and how he's going about his work.
Working very hard, veteran, fits in really well with our guys. Skill set is what you see from his Miami days to now, very accurate. But fits in really well.
Okay. And look, that's what you want to hear. But he's not telling you who's winning the battle because there is no battle right now. He's not telling you that Tua is, you know, ahead in this race because the race hasn't started. This is all preparation for camp rolling around.
Right.
And that's when guys earn jobs, man. I mean, you know, we always talk about this. This whole thing about guys running around with shorts and helmets is nice. I mean, the quarterback, nobody's going to hit him anyway. But a lot of these guys, Mike, we're going to find out when we put the pads on. We know this. So, you know, whether some of these guys are what we think they are or how they can help this team, that's when those things will really get decided. Meanwhile, Kevin Stefanski was also asked a question. I think Joe Patrick asked the question today about James Pierce Jr. He's very short here, but understand that I think the team, this is just my opinion, Mike, I think they're kind of waiting this out to say, hey, we're going to let it all get resolved before we give you guys definitive statements. And maybe they're waiting on some direction from the NFL. Maybe that's part of this. Because
right.
Kevin Stefanski today said we're in contact with both the league and James Pierce Jr.'s people.
I'm aware of that report, but I really have no update.
What on that front, what is the club's kind of stance right now with regards to him? Are you still just waiting for action from the NFL or...
Yeah, in constant communication with all parties, but continuing to wait for more information to come out.
Okay, and that's our Joe Patrick asking him, what are you waiting for? And so I just think they'll be very careful about this. But I have to believe, and again, I'm just, Mike, you're paying him. He's going to be a kid, right? I mean, real
well,
kid.
This, and again, I apologize for if we're repeating ourselves. You know, it's one guy, Rashee Rice, got in trouble, had an accident. Everyone knew it. He went, got arrested, didn't have his day in court, and he got to play. Our guy's not had a day in court either. He's made an agreement with the prosecutors, and the state said we don't sign off on 6 months. We sign off on a year to keep your nose clean. So how does the NFL handle it? Do you allow him to play? And again, let's just say for argument's sake, the NFL says, all right, 8 games, you appeal it down to 6 or 4, right? And then he gets on, and you lose the first quarter of the season, and we're rolling.
Yeah.
And the only way that there'd be subsequent NFL suspension, and we're going to find out, because Rashee Rice violated his probation by being caught on a drug test smoking weed, tested positive for marijuana. Same rules apply to James Pierce Jr. and a part of his probation. Now, if James does something silly, then the NFL will drop the hammer, you know, and then we're in big trouble. Hopefully that never happens.
Hopefully it doesn't. One other thing from Kevin Stefanski, he was asked about Matt Ryan's impact, guys, and Ryan was seen today on the field. I think we're going to see a lot of that through camp, Mike, and, you know, once the game starts, he'll be where he needs to be, but... You know, right now he's up close and personal with all these guys, and he's helping the coaching staff any way that he possibly can. Here's what Stefanski said about Matt Ryan.
Well, he was throwing yesterday in drills, which might be illegal. Maybe I should say. No, he was not throwing in drills. But had he been, if he was, he was throwing it well. No, Matt, he's doing a nice job. Obviously, he helps me every day, helps Ian every day, helps our players. I think it's such a unique. History, both in the city and this building, he sat in those chairs where those guys sat. So I think that's really special when he can get in front of them and give them his perspective of things, because it's not many people that can do that like Matt, you know, been at the pinnacle of this profession and now is in a role where he's, you know, helping guide this franchise. So I think it's just anytime you can get him in front of your players, and including your young players, your rookies, I think it's beneficial.
It's good stuff.
Right on.
And look, like I said, why wouldn't you use him as a resource? That's what he's there for.
Right.
So,
and Mike's talked about, you know, Matt, you know, being there for him. And like Tua's already said, Penix is a great guy. He sees why he's a leader. You know, we heard that. We played that soundbite earlier. So, I mean, now just a matter of when can they both, you know, we know one guy's ready to go. When's the next guy going to be ready to go? And then we can really judge where they're at. As can the most important guy in the room, Stefanski.
Stay tuned.